Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Jamie Mates, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Jamie, it is great to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time. We are looking forward to learning more about you. So let's jump into this. I know you are a very active person with a lot of interests and hobbies. Where does all of that come from?
I grew up in a very active family. My dad and my younger brother, we all used to go to the gym together on the weekends. So that was a very regular occurrence. Even my first job was at a health club. I worked at the front desk and, you know, answered the phones and greeted our gym members. So the gym and fitness and sports has always been a huge part of my life. I played every sport that you can imagine growing up. There wasn't a season that went untouched. Basketball, softball, soccer. I wasn't great at all of them, but I did play them all. And my parents kept us really busy and even helped to coach some of our teams. And as I've gotten older, I haven't let go of the desire to stay active and fit. Since the pandemic, I haven't been in the gym, I should say. But right up until things shut down, the gym played a very big part of my life. And just getting outdoors, hiking, going out for jogs. I love that we have access to these just beautiful trails everywhere in Marin. And actually, I live in San Francisco. And even in the city, we've got a few gems of hikes that you can get out and feel like you're sort of tucked yourself back into nature and you can forget for a second that you're in the city.
Yeah. So with all of your activity, how do you find time to stay busy in the gym?
I need it. I need to find time for it. It's taking care of myself. We have something in the organization at Marin Health that we call relationship-based care. And the first thing about relationship-based care is that you take care of yourself. And so for me, taking care of myself is making sure that I'm staying active and that I'm burning energy and burning steam. It helps me clear my head and it makes me feel good mentally and physically. And so I always made it a priority to get there and often would be there late in the evenings.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
After work, after hours, off to the gym.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good. So during the pandemic, many of us added weight. What did you do during the pandemic? Did you notch it up because you were home? Did you start a home gym?
I did a little bit, actually, as a matter of fact. I always sort of poo-pooed the online gym classes and the DVD sets that people would buy. And I didn't think anything could be possibly as good as actually going into the gym. And I have a whole new perspective now. I have a love for these online classes that you can take and YouTube and Instagram TV and all these various applications that allow you to bring the gym right to your home. And I also was able to bring out all my old equipment, weights and bands and gliders and all these things that I've had, you know, for years in my house, but never really used there because I always went to the gym. And so I turned my one bedroom apartment into a little bit of a gym and made sure to keep it up. So I found myself when I wasn't working, I was working out.
Wow. Yeah. Well, being at home, you didn't have to drive to the gym and park and all that kind of stuff. You can just launch right into it after the work day is done. So I also understand, Jamie, that you have a new puppy. Tell us about that.
Yes. I also got myself what they have now dubbed a COVID puppy for all the people who got puppies during the pandemic. And I'm one of them. My puppy's name is Grover, like the Muppet on Sesame Street, blue guy.
So fun.
Cute, cuddly, and lovable. That's what they say. He's almost a year old. He's 11 months, and he is a Havapoo. So he's half Havanese and half toy poodle, and he just couldn't be sweeter. He's been so good to me. Yeah.
I love it. The pandemic puppy. It's so good.
Pandemic puppy.
So you mentioned earlier that you love hiking because of, well, obviously all of the trails here in Marin County and in the San Francisco area. Have you ever taken any hiking trips or gone on any other exotic trip, fun activity types of things?
As a young adult, I actually worked outside of Yosemite and used to take kids backpacking. So I spent many summers in the valley, in Yosemite Valley, and in the backcountry there, taking groups of kids backpacking for a couple of nights, which was really wonderful. And also I go on the occasional road trip or camping trip along the Mendocino coast or even further north. There's just so many beautiful areas in California that you can't miss. So you've got to find times to do it.
That is so true. So you said you live in San Francisco. What a great dining restaurant community for people that love food. What a great area to be in. So I know that you do have a love of local restaurants. Tell us about that and all the kinds of things you like to try. And I hear you also like to cook at home as well.
I do. I love food. It's a good thing I love working out because I also love food. My dad actually used to work in the wine and spirits industry. And so from a very young age, my brother and I were exposed to all different kinds of cuisines and foods. And we also traveled a ton as kids. And so we were always experiencing new flavors and new foods. And I continue to love that. I love trying, you know, the newest restaurant or a new cuisine that shows up. And you're right, being in a cosmopolitan city like San Francisco, it's all there at your fingertips. You know, you can walk to so many places in a very short amount of time. So that makes the city really fun. Obviously, the pandemic has been a challenge and so many of our favorite restaurants have been closed. But I think there's hopefully going to be an emergence in the city and we've got some new restaurants starting to pop open already. And I think it could be a really exciting time for the city. And cooking, I'm one of those people who loves to pull recipes out of magazines. I know. I still pull recipes out of magazines. Who does that? And I collect them, you know, and they sit in stacks and then I never make them. And during the pandemic, I thought, okay, this is the perfect time for me to start giving all these recipes a try and having fun with them. And so I did for the first several months. I just went through my giant stack and I made recipe after recipe after recipe and got to try new techniques and learn new things. And some of the meals were bigger hits than others, but that's okay. You got to figure it all out.
That is true. Well, that's the fun of it. The discovery of it and trying new things. So cool. So you grew up, you said your dad was in, I believe, the wine and spirits industry. So did that lead you to one of your first jobs, bartending at the smallest bar in San Francisco? Tell us about that.
We could find some way to connect those two, I think. I'm a very social person. I love to chat with new people. I like new experiences. I like to try new foods. I love meeting new people. I love being able to get out and have conversations and get to know people and hear their perspectives on things. And so when I moved to the city back in, 2004, I found myself this tiny little bar that was just around the corner from my house. And I became friends with the owner there. And it is a really tiny bar, as you mentioned. It's only got 10 stools. And I started to build a relationship with the regulars. It was all regulars. It had this feel sort of like Cheers environment, you know? Somebody walks in the door and everybody at the bar goes, "Hey, Steve!" And it really was a nice feeling. And ultimately, got a job and started working there on Friday nights. It was more of a volunteer position. I wasn't getting paid. I was doing it for fun and to help my friend out who had owned the bar. And we just had a blast. We served all different kinds of European beers out of a clawfoot bathtub.
Okay. All right. Yes. I love it. So fun. Okay. And the name of this place again?
The Black Horse London Deli.
Yes. Love it. What a great story.
A lot of fun.
That's cool. So lastly then, as we paint the picture of Jamie Mates, marketing director at Marin Health, you mentioned a couple times that you do like to travel. Tell us about the places you've visited.
Sure. Yes, I do. I love to travel. I think it's so important to get out and see the world and see different cultures and kind of immerse yourself in that. Right before the pandemic, I actually traveled with my mom. It was a milestone birthday, and she wanted to go to Eastern Europe in the winter. So we were in Krakow and Budapest and Prague, which all three places were absolutely beautiful. You felt sort of like you were in a storybook when we were in Prague. And being there in the winter and around the Christmas holidays was really cool because there were markets that had popped up everywhere, Christmas markets that were everywhere. They were selling gifts and all different kinds of foods, really delicious beers for anyone who likes a good fresh beer. That was a lot of fun to try. I spent some time actually living abroad in Australia. I lived there for about a year and a half, and that's probably one of my most favorite places that I've been on the globe. I just love the people. I love the nature. It's a huge country. There's so much to see there, but it's really fantastic. I'd still like to go back and get to Tasmania. I'd never made it off the mainland for Tasmania, but I've got plenty of time, I think, to do that. So yeah, other trips and locations. I've been to Asia a few times, Thailand and Vietnam and Cambodia. Also, I'm a scuba diver. And so anytime I can go to a location that's got warm waters for diving, I try to take advantage of that. So I've been diving in Thailand and off the coast of Belize was really, really special diving and have seen some beautiful things, turtles and whale sharks and schools of fish, corals, octopus. It's just a whole nother world down there.
When is the book coming out of all of your adventures? Yeah. Come on. The Jamie Mates Travel Companion Book.
There you go.
It's so good. I love it. When you said that you are a super active person with a lot of interests and hobbies, you weren't kidding. You lead a very full and active life.
Yeah. Embrace each day.
Yeah. How true is that?
Right? Live life to its fullest.
Wow. You're giving us all hope. You're leading the way for all of us. This is great. Well, thank you for sharing a little piece of your life with us and letting us in to get to know you a little bit better. It's great to understand a little bit more about the people that are running Marin Health. We appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening.
That's Jamie Mates, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Marin Health. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.